From the Crate. Thanks love to music. Friendly neighborhood record store, Southbound Records.
We love music, and Troy's here with some music for us. Hi, Troy.
Hello, how are you?
Did the music get wet on the way down?
No, the music did not.
Right on.
Yeah, I didn't even get wet. But then I'm not
because you've got a massive parker on. But let's be honest, every day you've got a massive parker on.
Yeah, well, there you go.
Yeah.
And the reason for that, we've just heard it on that last tune. By the Jam. Today, what are some new things at Southbound?
Talking about Jam earlier on, too.
Well, yeah. Yeah. At least it wasn't porridge.
Why not? What's your problem with oats, man?
I don't have any problem with it. I just thought it was a touchy subject around here.
Did we have...
Right.
Oh, yes. I remember.
Yeah. Okay, so up at Southbound this week, we are kind of back to normal, but there was one issue, something to do with an airport, which means the first record we're going to play isn't in the shop today, but we'll be getting it tomorrow.
Oh, bloody airports!
Yeah, it's some airports somewhere.
Well, that's good then. People don't have to come out in the rain. They can wait until tomorrow.
That's right. And, of course...
Close the shop up.
No, I don't think so. I have brought in the CD version, which is also out of this fantastic record. Sarah's already got it, probably.
Look at her.
Look at that cover.
Look at her go. Leading the charge.
Yep.
Betty Davis.
Now, this was, I think, her third record in total, but it was her first one on a major, and it was supposed to be, like, the breakthrough album. 1975, Nasty Girl, is that... Look at that.
That picture there. It's, I mean, she's there's sort of an airbrushed sort of... The sort of picture you might see on the side of a Bedford van back in the day. Spray-painted, you know, like a airbrushed. A picture of her being nasty on the front there. And she's sort of got she's got the fishnets on and the high heels and the attitude. And
you
then on the,
back,
she's sort of she's a little bit more come hither, but still airbrushed. But on the inside, there's a live shot which just says she is bitching on stage. Nasty gal. Tell us about this woman, Betty Davis.
Well, I think we've talked about Betty a number of times here. Betty originally was known as Betty Mabry and put out two singles that I've never heard in the early 60s. But 1968, she met and married Miles Davis. And a lot of people said that her influence on Miles was so great. It was her that changed him from wearing those Italian suave suits to the outrageous Hendrix style attire, and her influence that
well,
really
smart and casual.
Yeah,
breezy.
And it was her influence that really pushed him into the electric psychedelic soup kind of music he went through to.
She is a powerful woman.
She is. Now, her style of funk, I think, was not really done by anybody else. Oh, I suppose you could say that if Sly Stone was like a super smart woman, then it's kind of similar.
If Sly Stone was into being nasty.
Into being nasty. Look at these pictures in here. These are just amazing. This is Light in the Attic have served Betty.
She was
Davis
revolutionary
well.
At the time, wasn't she?
She, in fact, even still sounds kind of revolutionary now,
I think. But she wasn't that massive at the time.
No, she wasn't.
She kind of flew under the radar, even though she's really in your face and awesome.
Well, I think you'll find that one of the problems was...
the world wasn't ready, it turns out.
They
it sounds
weren't
like.
Ready. Radio wouldn't play her. She got no publicity. They couldn't have her on television or anything. People were horrified by the idea of, let's not forget, a black woman being so outspoken.
You're saying he used to whip me with a turquoise chain. What? No, get off the airwaves.
He was a big freak.
You could make turquoise into a chain?
He was a huge freak.
So this one here, Nasty Girl, came after the self-titled one. Is that the one that you got from our shop? Was it the self-titled?
Yes, it was.
And then it was They Say I'm Different.
Then reprinted that one and then managed to get the
original of that one.
From Southbound. Thank you,
so
Southbound.
Cool. Wait till you hear this, listeners.
And what about this one? Is It Love or Desire, which is still available on vinyl. That one never came out at the time, but that one is probably the one that I play the most at home, I think. And then, of course, the great...
I don't know what sort of time of the day is Betty Davis time for you, Troy.
Well, it generally isn't the morning unless it's a weekend morning.
Yeah.
But...
Let's get the party started right.
Yep. In my house. With my animals. Yeah. Crank up some Betty Davis. The tune we're going to hear, this one is a great one. This one, I think, it kind of speaks to... part of the reason why she was like held back, and it's called Dedicated to the Press. And you'll hear a few things in there as to what she, how she figured she was seen by other people.
Also, you'll be able to imagine this music being played to domestic animals. Lucky little buggers. Betty Davis, ladies and gentlemen, Dedicated to the Press. Come on.
What I am. Hey, no! Extra, extra, do you understand me? Well, if you don't, don't you reprimand me? Well, I wish I could tell it to you another way, but I'm telling you the only way that I
She's definitely in charge.
No doubt about it.
Extra, extra, I have you round about me while they
behind those funky vocals, there's some cool music being played there. Who's did anyone that we know?
No, not really, but they were her her live band. Can't seem to keep my tongue in my mouth, that's all folks.
Much about what she was like off stage?
Very little.
Extra, extra.
Although there is a documentary which should be out really soon.
It was a crowdfunded thing, wasn't it?
It was,
yeah.
And it had its premiere in Amsterdam last year, so we should be able to find more about her. But one of the other reasons why, in retrospect, it looks like this wasn't her big breakthrough album is that she was signed to Island Records. And apparently Chris Blackwell, the head of Ireland, wanted to produce it himself. And she said no. She produced herself. She wrote it.
No head of the record company?
Yep. No, I just won't. You know, you can go away. So apparently he did not like her one little bit. Huh.
They should have a sassy argument on her if it came down to it.
What's some music? It ain't nothing but some fun. And if I make you uptight, that's cause you don't know where I'm coming from. And ain't nothing that heavy. Such a shame.
How old's she here when she's when she made this album?
Well, she's 72 now. In 1975.
Still with us.
Oh, yeah. Isn't she a shame? Has been actually hidden from sight since the 70s. Hasn't done anything. Hasn't done any public appearances. Nothing.
Does being a funk legend sort of turn you into a blind albino cavefish later on in life?
It does seem that way, doesn't
it? It does. You know, there's a lot of really important funk legends still alive but who are super duper recluse.
Like about this is it, or apart from Betty herself, is like super raw funk. There is nothing polished about it. There's no sort of nods towards disco.
My favorite type of funk, too,
raw funk.
Yeah, dirty, just raw, fresh off the vine.
So, Nasty Girl by Betty Davis, Light in the Attic of reissue. First time on vinyl since 1975.
Heavy vinyl,
I think it is. But like I said, airports, so we won't get it till tomorrow. but, Sarah, you'll be wanting one, won't you? Yeah, so will I.
I have to buy new needles. I was just thinking, my record budget's getting blown out.
That's the sort of record you buy, and if the record accidentally jumped or skipped, she'd just yell out from the record. Hey!
Yeah.
You know?
Sort your shit out, Sarah.
Stop jumping around. Put your record player up somewhere sensible.
Now, Miles.
Cat jumping on the record.
Miles Davis was kind of legendarily unpleasant and always ahead of everybody else.
Misunderstood.
Misunderstood. Yeah, I actually
violent. Wanker,
apart from like all of that sketchy stuff about Miles, i.e. his personality. I think Miles is one of the people I hold in, well, musically I hold him in one of the, probably the highest regard out of any 20th century musician, I think.
If you had kids, would you get them to babysit? Probably not.
No, hell no. Yeah. I wouldn't even invite him round. He said about Betty, unlike everyone else in his whole life, who he was always, like, if you read his great autobiography, he was pretty unpleasant about all of his friends. He didn't have really a bad word to say about Betty. He said they split up because she was too young and too fast for him.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah. A fast woman.
So, like, what does that suggest? If you're too fast for Miles... he also decided she'd had an affair with Hendrix, but I don't know whether he actually believed that. She always said no, it wasn't true. But yes. Anyway,
but she kept his name.
She did. But I mean, well, what a great name.
Yeah.
You know, what's that? That film star.
Yes. Betty Davis. Right.
Yes.
Yeah.
Pretty good coincidence.
I don't think her real name was Betty Davis. Betty with an E on the end.
No, I think you're right.
No, probably not.
No, it's one of those studio creations. Now. Also, just in, now, Soul Jazz, back in 1994, released a record entitled Brazil, B-R-A-S-I-L. Now, what they did is they went to Rio in 1994 and they recorded, they put together a band of some of the, you know.
It would have been a good time to go to Rio.
I think it would have been, yeah.
Musically.
Yep. And what they did is they put together a band of musicians that not just represented what was happening in Brazil during 94, but also was more of an overview of Brazilian popular music. So what we have here is we have people like Celia Vaz and Wanda Sá, both of whom were like part of the great Bossa Nova wave.
Yep, sure, okay.
We got Tutti Marino.
Well, when was that great Bossa Nova wave, just out of interest?
Well,
sort of
probably
in the Exotica years, and then from there on.
I think Bossa Nova kind of started during the 50s in Brazil, but it was heard in the US and subsequently the rest of the world when people like Bud Shank and Stan Getz kind of discovered it and brought Gilberto over. And so 64, if we're thinking about it as a worldwide thing.
Swinging 60s, yep.
And in fact, Wanda Sá was signed by Capitol in 63 or 64 and did quite a popular record. Bossa Nova, do you know what it means?
The boss of Novas? I don't know. No,
Sarah, do you know what it means?
No, I don't.
I don't either. I think
right, hey, so that's well done, everyone.
I think it's slang.
You know what? Let's keep the mystery alive. Let's none of us find out.
Yeah.
Stop, Sarah, stop.
Oh, no.
Stop.
Also, come on. Can you tell us what it means? No, you're just looking at pictures of Betty Davis.
I am, with the other Betty Davis.
Yeah.
Her name is Ruth Davis.
She's Ruth Davis.
So you can see why she changed it.
All right, come along. So, hello to all of our listeners called Ruth. Good morning.
Hi, Ruth. So anyway, 1994, Soul Jazz put together this record, and it was it also captured sort of a time of the 90s where people were looking outside a narrow Western pop sort
of structures.
That's
what I'm saying.
That's what I mean. Yeah. And it was a really great record. Hasn't been in print for a long, long time, although it did spawn a couple of sequels.
There's a lot of records that claim to do the same thing, you know?
Yeah.
There's almost a glut of them, but you find the right one.
See, I always think that the ones that transcend marketing speak are the ones that don't have that sort of marketing speak in the first place. That somebody just goes, wouldn't it be great if we put out a record with this kind of thing on? And they do it, and then that's the thing that captures people's attention.
People just do it for their dream, like a dream mixtape sort of thing, isn't it? Yeah. So who would we go and listen to on this?
I think we'll listen to the one which has Wanda Sá on it. Sarah tried to tell us before that it was an instrumental, but then had to... So what does it in fact have on it?
Well, you had a much better word for it than I did.
It's kind of vocal flouting. That's what you said,
scat.
Yeah.
It's not scat, is it?
No.
I thought it was Bossa Nova Tootlin, didn't I?
Bossa Nova Tootlin.
Anyway, you'll soon see what we meant.
What's the name of the
tuba going on here? What's going on?
It is called Zanzibar.
A Zanzibar.
It's an element noise.
It's a guitar, isn't it?
Literally means new trend or new wave.
Oh, Bossa Nova,
is it?
That's boring. mysterious visions I had in my head.
Sorry.
Lucky the dance is so spicy. The cover itself is very of the time as well. You've got some young kids standing around in their jeans and carrying quite a bit of attitude too, I'd say, in that picture there. See this Babala singing, this sort of singing. I seem to remember a lot of that when I was a little kid, like going to like coffee shops with my mum, that sort of singing going on. What do you call it? Must be a name for it.
Was it this or was it Manhattan Transfer or something?
Yeah, same diff, but you know what I mean. Like, but just no discernible words. Just I'll play Manhattan Transfer later on. Now that you said that, sucked in.
I mean, this sort of Latin pop.
This is very pleasant, isn't it?
Yeah, I really dig it. But it also, obviously, bossa nova itself came from jazz and sort of
it's jazzier than I thought it was going to be.
It is?
Mm. But then, what would I know about that? To be honest.
Is someone fantastic, Joyce?
Joyce?
Yeah.
Featuring Joyce.
Yeah, it's probably Joyce A, I think, but.
Joyce.
The people on this record are fantastic. Tudy Marino, I think I mentioned already. Mozart, Terra Joyce. Cesar Mercado. Raul de Souza. Celia Vaz. Sivuca. Tico Cazzozo. And, of course, Pierolito.
Pierolito?
Yep.
I love who? But who?
Pierolito.
Pierolito.
Yeah. But so this was recorded in Rio in 1994. And like I said, it was a... Some of the stuff on there like dates back to the 60s. Some of it was written, you know, more recently. But it was, I think, it was a really good snapshot of a certain kind of vibe that
it's definitely got a vibe. It's definitely got a very pleasant vibe.
It's a really good record. I don't think of it as just being background.
No. It's this is people who fancy their music.
Yeah,
would fancy this album, I'm sure. Another one of these songs you brought in where it sounds like everyone's getting a good hard go. You know? You just did. Hey, what do you want to do in the song? You just go for it, man.
Okay, let's be fair. It's your turn.
Oh, very nice. Introducing the flautist.
Yes.
Very nice, very nice. So that's Zanzibar by Celia Vaz and Wanda Sá.
Yep.
From the album Brazil.
Soul Jazz Records presents Brazil, the new 2018 edition, which is actually almost an exact reproduction of the 94 edition. So
Single, what do we, how many, just one record?
Just one disc, yep.
One disc, yep. And available on disc and...
Yes, and on the compact disc format as well.
Compact disc format.
Yeah.
All right, what do we got next, Troy?
Next up... Now, let's keep things inclusive, shall we? And one of the ways to keep things inclusive is to call your group We the People.
I see.
Now, Lloyd Parks, yeah. Who I think I've talked about before, and for some reason isn't like really hailed as one of the reggae greats or anything, but I particularly like Lloyd Parks.
Let me pass that over here, would you, Troy? Let me have a look at what's going on with Lloyd Parks. Lloyd Parks in a park.
Yep.
We're looking at a six-piece band here of some pretty jive-ass cats.
Well, that says We the People band, who for at least a couple of decades backed Dennis Brown, as did Lloyd himself. Lloyd was a band leader. Lloyd played the bass guitar. In fact, still does. Mm. He plays the bass guitar and sings. What do you think of their style?
Oh, their style, you mean their sartorial elegance on the front?
Yes.
I've always been a big fan of the suit with no shirt on underneath. And they're rocking that. There's also a bit of combat wear in there. There's some denim and a little bit of a cord in there too.
Now, you'll be surprised to know that it's a little later than you think it is.
Oh, look, I can't figure that out. How long, when's it?
What we're listening to is 1978.
Something told me it was like a holiday. And there's something saying now that I should stay. It's that crazy kind of feeling in my soul.
I just had a panic there thinking there's a wasp in my ear or something like that, but it's on the record.
Lloyd is a bass player, so he likes those low frequencies, as you can hear on that synth.
Right, synth, yeah, of course.
Now, this one here, Ordinary Man, I think was recorded earlier, possibly just under Lloyd's name, without We the People being credited. But this one here, some of you will know people on this, including the backing vocalists on this tune being the Mighty Diamonds.
There they are.
Yep. And you know it's true.
Oh, that's all the stuff. Yeah, you know it's true. When's my bit? And you know it's true. Ordinary Man by Lloyd Parks and We the People.
Yeah. Noel Scully Sims is on this, as is Ruddy Thomas. Bo Peep plays guitar. It's Bubbler on the organ.
Bubbler.
It's Youth Fraser on sax. Trombone is Lloyd Kerr. Trombone also Junior Chico Chin. And not on this song, but on some other songs, Rita Marley is one of the backing vocalists.
All right.
Yeah. But We the People, this was the first album that was put out under that in, like I said, in 78. Pressure Sounds have just pressed it up and put it out now.
A forgotten jewel rediscovered?
Yeah. Like I said, I don't know... He's not held up as one of the all-time greats, and I don't really know why.
There'll be a reggae fan out there salivating into their radio right now.
I'd say there is. I'd say that reggae fan would not be Patrick Dubhead, though.
Mm-hmm. No, he's not a fan?
Well, he raised his eyebrows the last time.
Did he now? Yeah, he raised his eyebrows. Different strokes for different folks, Troy. But...
but it's a good one. And this one... Not encumbered by airports. This one we got in the shop now.
Heavy vinyl?
Yeah, it is, yeah.
Yeah, good.
The Soul Jazz Brazil record, we've got that now. Betty Davis, Nasty Girl, it's arriving tomorrow.
Let's get that right, Nasty Gal.
It's probably Nasty Gal, isn't it?
Nasty Gal. No, she might go, Nasty Girl. Sarah, you could probably do a good one of those.
She out... Out.
Can you do it? Please, yes, try and do it.
Future Islands guy, and everybody goes, oh, that's so different. She's decades ahead of him.
Who says that about the Future Islands guy?
Oh, you know, how he goes from very high octave to...
He does a bust out of mean death metal.
He does.
Mean death metal roar.
Bet he was doing it ages ago.
Good rapper too, that guy.
Mm.
Yeah.
He came from a Baltimore rap group originally. Isn't that funny?
Sam Herring is his name, isn't it? Sam T. Herring.
Yeah, Sam T. Herring.
See, we were talking about hearings yesterday too, weren't we?
We were.
This is funny. And I'm always using my hearing.
Losing?
No, using.
Oh, sorry.
I got that right.
Hear you.
Strangely, I don't know why that still works. Troy, thank you so much for coming in. What a great way to lose your hearing, listening to great music.
That's right. You can get loads of it up at Southbound Records. We are at 132 Simon Street.
From the crate, thanks to Southbound Records, 132 Simon Street, next to T. White Spikes.
Should we just-